KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How are you doing this morning? My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. And today is Sunday, March 23rd, 2014. Our guest today is going to be Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, How to Survive and Prosper During Obamageddon. And we're streaming worldwide. I'm not in the studio. I'm actually in Morgan Hill right now, and we're Skyping in. But I think my sister Linda's there in the studio.
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning?
Well, the fun never stops.
We just keep going and going, don't we?
It's so true. It's so true. Also, I believe Bob Martin, our trusted producer and soundboard operator and all-around great guy, is there as well.
Indeed. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
morning. This wouldn't be happening without Bob over there pushing buttons and doing all kinds of good things. So thanks a lot, Bob.
How's it feel behind enemy lines this morning?
You're listening to KCNR 1460. You can go to KCNR1460.com or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived, and you can friend me on Facebook, Mark E. Kent. And so we're going to go to current veterans events, if there's any, Linda, and then we'll get right into Wayne if he's available.
Okay. We do have some veterans events coming up on March 27th. Of course, we have the Vietnam Traveling Wall coming into Yreka, and that will be at the Siskiyou County Fairgrounds. So, again, that is on March 27th, and I believe it's up there until March 30th. And then we have another event on March 29th. It's called Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. And this happens down at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. And there's all kinds of things that go on. They provide lunch down there for the veterans. Also, Missing in America Project will be taking 5 unclaimed veterans out to the cemetery along with 46 veterans from Shasta County. And they'll be laying them to rest out there. So, again, that is on March 29th. So come down and join us. And I believe we're working on Mr. Root right now.
Okay, very good, very good. You were just listening to We the People Radio. That was a very good show. And that was talking about the water rights, the wolves, and other things as well. And so those guys do a great job, too. Getting this information out, we want to just get as much information out to everybody as possible, and that's what these two radio programs are doing. And don't forget to listen to Jefferson State of Mind on Saturday mornings as well at 8 o'clock.
All right. So, I believe we have our guest on the line.
All right, you guys are going to have to let me know when we go to a break. Obviously, I can't see anything, but...
wow, that's kind of nice. I mean...
Anyway, have we got Wayne on the line?
Yes, and we have him until about 10:40, so let's get right to him. Our guest is Wayne Allen Root, and he is the author of, again, what was it?
It's The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper Obamageddon, and that's Wayne Allen Root. He's back on the show. We've had him here before. So how you doing, Wayne?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The fun never stops, man. You can't make this stuff up.
No. I mean, everything Obama has done, you can't make it up. You think it was a Saturday Night Live skit, but unfortunately, it's all scripted, I think, and it's all purposeful, and the country's going down in a ball of flames, and at the same time that's happening, if you listen to the mainstream media, you'd actually think everything's great, everything's fine, there are no problems. Amazing.
It reminds me of the Blues Brothers when they're in the elevator and the SWAT team is storming the building out there. You know, the girl from Epony's playing and all you hear is this nice soft music while complete, you know, chaos and is going on outside.
It's really scary because, as I like to point out, if George Bush was president, if you had a white Republican as president and black unemployment was double white unemployment and there were no jobs,
yeah,
the economy
yeah.
would
well, let's talk about your book a little bit, Wayne. I have to apologize because I can't, it's hard for me to know when you're not talking because it kind of cuts off the mic here from where I'm at. So, I just wanted to know what, you know, the first part one of your book is the disaster we are facing, and the quote here is, "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary." So how bad do you think this is going to get?
Well, I think it already is that bad, and the mainstream media will not tell you how bad it is. The debt, the spending, the disastrous position our government, our country is in, the middle class is in, the lack of jobs, there are none. When jobs are created under Obama, and there's been very few, they're almost 100% part-time crappy jobs at McDonald's. And yet the media doesn't say a word because they're on his side. It's the greatest conspiracy and cover-up I've ever seen in world history. No matter what he does, no matter how bad the economy is, and no matter how many criminal actions Barack Obama does, the media says nothing and covers it up by just keeping quiet. It's really quite remarkable, and it's going to go down in history, in my opinion. You're going to see history books that talk about the Obama criminal years and the media's complicity.
Yeah, it's really the truth. I mean, you know, this guy lies about everything, and then, you know, this whole birth certificate thing, not to bring it up, it just cracks me up. You know, he lies about everything else, and people are stunned when you talk about that, because it'd be like, oh, you know, gee, he wouldn't lie about that, right?
Well, I've always gone out of my way, to be honest with you, to stay away from the birth certificate. I think everyone has a right to question the birth certificate, but I've stayed away from the issue because I have no idea where he was born. I've never even tried to guess at it. What I've been involved in is, number one, destroying him on what he's done to the economy. Number two, his scandals. There's so many criminal actions at this point, from Benghazi to the IRS scandal, which I think is the worst scandal in modern political history. But again, the media doesn't care. And of course, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. That's fraud. There's no other way to put it. Millions
right.
of people have been defrauded by Barack Obama. But, you know, there's more than enough to attack Obama on from so many different levels that I don't even worry about where he was born or not born.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you, Wayne. I was only kind of bringing it up as an example of, gee, it doesn't matter what's going on. Anybody who brings up anything or questions anything about this guy is branded some kind of a conspiratorial nut without examining any of the evidence at all, whether it's Benghazi, the IRS, there's not a smidgen of truth, nothing. But, let's get back to the book, because I want to talk about your book here, How to Survive Obamageddon and Prosper in the Great Depression to Come. You know, and this is kind of a survival guide, and I really like the fact that we need to start talking to people about the solutions and going in that direction, because if anybody, you know, the people, you can't convince the people that aren't going to listen anyway, so we might as well try to help the people that are listening.
Yeah, well, listen, the people listening should be the middle class, and my next book, which isn't even out yet, I'm writing it as we speak, it'll be out July 14th with the biggest conservative publisher in America, Regnery. And it should be the number one book in America, I would guess. My other one, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, opened up at number one and remained in the top five for 10 consecutive weeks. The new one is The Murder of the Middle Class. And that's the group that needs to be listening right now, the middle class, because the middle class is being literally and figuratively murdered, financially destroyed, your future taken away, your children's future taken away. They're purposely making sure that you are ignorant, that you are hopeless and helpless and dependent on government. That's the way Obama and what I like to call his OCF, his Obama crime family, likes to keep it. You know, their goal in life is that you be dependent on big government and big business and big unions and big free health care. Everything that's big, they don't like small business, they don't like independent thinkers, they don't like the individual, they don't like the middle class. They want the super rich, and everybody else should be poor and dependent on government. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we got the mafia running the show now. I mean, it's really that bad. And what do you think? There's got to be big money behind this, especially on the media, whether it's the banking industry or Soros or something. But like you said, the extent of the cover-up is so ridiculous that any thinking person that does any examination of the facts and evidence can't come to any other conclusion that they are that they are covering up for him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, who's behind them? That's what I'm writing about in my new book, The Murder of the Middle Class. I think it's, the Bar Association and all the lawyers. It's the unions. It's big business. It's Warren Buffett. It's George Soros. It's the United Nations. It's big business and multinational corporations all over the world who have they all have a vested interest in creating a society where big business gets all the favors and makes all the money and sucks all the air, all the oxygen out of the air, and leaves nothing but crumbs, if that, for the average individual, the average middle-class person, the average middle-class American, and the average small business owner. I've been 35 years now a small business owner, and I've never seen anything like this, where every piece of legislation is created purposely to destroy small business, destroy the middle class, and make sure you cannot survive unless you're working for a big corporation that has, hundreds, armies of lawyers and lobbyists and accountants and compliance officers. Small business cannot survive the regulations that Obama has put in place. It's perfect to create a society where there is no middle class. Everybody is super rich and running a big corporation, or everyone else is super poor. That's what's happening right now.
Okay, let's just take a pause there. Unfortunately, we have to take a break right now and thank our sponsors and everything. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Nibbling on three cheese, laying in a cool breeze, waiting for my food stamps to come in. Talking on my free phone, in an work zone, living this easy could be a sin. Wasting away again in Obamaville, spending tax money from the government's vault. Some people claim that it's George Bush to blame, but I know it's Obama's fault.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Dry Creek Station, April 8th.
I'm going to get a drink at a place that's dry?
It's just the name of the restaurant. They have drinks and really good food like steak, seafood, and pasta.
Great. Please join us at Dry Creek Station Tuesday, April 8th for good food and good company as Dry Creek kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society, helping the animals.
You did that really well.
Why, thank you. You know, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Ask the girl to go driving with me. See the country in my SUV. Pulled into the station, the sign was obscene. The pump was hooked up to a cash machine. I can't afford to drive my car. $50 won't get me far. Baby, you can push my car, and maybe I'll help you. Beep, beep, it ain't cheap, yeah.
And with that, we're back here. We had a comment from somebody in the studio that we are ground control and we are in communication with you in an underground bunker. So there you go.
Yeah, let's just hope the bombs don't start going off.
Yeah, because we're in trouble if they are. So anyhow, we're back. Are you still there, Mr. Root?
I'm here with you.
All right. So where do you guys want to pick up?
Well, I want to kind of go where, what do we do right now, Wayne? I mean, what's the best thing, you know, what kind of a life raft should we start putting together if we haven't started already?
Well, I mean, there's so many things I could tell you about. I'm saving most of them for the new book coming out July 14th. I don't want to break them all here on radio before the book's even out, but I've got a plan in the book to save the average individual, the average middle-class American, the average small business owner, to save the country, the economy, but most importantly, perhaps to save the Republican Party. And I say most importantly because you need a vehicle to save the country. You can't save it right by yourself. You have to have a party that wins election and elects people. And without that, you've got nothing. And so, yeah, you know, without a Republican House and a Republican Senate and hopefully a Republican President 16, you can't save the country. So, therefore, even though I'm not a big fan of the Republican Party, I would call myself an independent libertarian conservative who doesn't want to, you know, name any party as my party. Having said that, there is no other party to save America but the Republican Party. So I've got a lot of ideas to do that. Let me just throw one up at you. It's impossible to ever win over the media. And the Republicans have to stop worrying about winning over the media. They don't like you. They hate you. They despise you. They always will. They believe in bigger government and bigger taxes and, you know, Big Brother and the entitlement state and political correctness. And that will never change. So stop worrying about trying to win over the media. They're never going to report Republican, triumphs or innovative ideas in the media. So rather than worrying about it, Republicans need to start buying media time, meaning infomercials, by the time. A half hour on national TV, 7 o'clock at night, nationwide on cable TV. Buy time in the middle of the night, buy time early in the morning, and put our message out. And the message is that Barack Obama is scary, is frightening to the American middle class. Give all the statistics. I've got 1,000 of them in my new book that prove that we're in an Obama Great Depression right now and that the middle class has been destroyed, decimated, damaged beyond repair by Barack Obama, and that the people who believe what Obama believes are dangerous for the United States of America, dangerous to your children. They're crazy. The things that they believe in, the debt that they've created, the spending that they believe is necessary and never enough, is actually economically dangerous to the average American. And they're going to take our country down. And you need 30 minutes to explain this. And that's why I say 30-minute national infomercials all over the country. That's what you spend your money on.
I totally believe what you're saying is true, and I think you've got the useful idiots that are paid to do what they're told in the media and so forth, and then you've got the guys that are on the inside that are, you know, this is a conspiracy to basically bring America to its knees for whatever reason, the central planning, and we end up in a communist state, and everybody just goes back to work and shut up, and, you know, prosperity is gone. So, yeah, it's a real problem, and anybody that doesn't believe it is not really looking at it.
Right, and so number one is I think this infomercial idea is the breakthrough. It's kind of the Ross Perot idea. Ross Perot did a little bit of that back in 1992. He was a man before his time, and he had all the facts and all the charts, and you need 30 minutes to explain stuff like this, not a 10-second or a 30-second soundbite, and Ross Perot did that with infomercial time, and that's what we need to do as Republicans, I think, to get the message out and go above the media's head. You don't need the media if all over the airwaves on radio and TV are 30-minute Republican infomercials telling people the damage that Obama's done to the country that the media won't tell you about. And then number two, Republicans spend 100% of their money on advertising when they run for office, like Mitt Romney, when I think a good 50 to 60% of the money should be spent on a ground game to get the vote out. This isn't about finding new voters. It's about getting every last one of the voters who are already on your side to the polls. Mitt Romney had almost no chance to get any new voters in 2012, and he didn't. But what he did have is a chance to win the election just by getting 2 or 3 million Christians who stayed home, maybe because they thought he was a Mormon and didn't like him because they think Mormonism is a cult, or they just didn't think he was conservative enough. Whatever the reason was, he could have won the election by simply motivating those 2 to 3 million voters to come out instead of sitting home. That's how you win elections, is spending your money on the ground game to get out the vote on election day, and don't worry about all those worthless TV ads that run all night long in the middle of shows that allow people to change the channel and not watch the ads in the first place.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think also what they could do is to get the internet going on out there for donations to bring them in, because I think that if they started utilizing the technology a little more, then they could start getting those funds raised to do what needs to be done so they have the money to do the battle.
Yeah, well, the internet is certainly the panacea, I guess you'd say, for conservative candidates. You know, we are certainly dominating, I think, with our message on the internet. We certainly are invisible on the NBC Evening News and the ABC Evening News and the CBS Evening News. You know, so therefore the internet is all we've got. Internet right. And talk radio are the ways to go. But you are just reaching an echo chamber on the internet and talk radio. I know that I'm one of the most popular conservative commentators in the country, and my book was a bestseller. I could give you 1,000 reasons why millions of people follow Wayne Root. Well, great. All of them are conservatives. I don't reach a single person who isn't already in my choir. You know, I'm preaching to the choir, because on the internet, on conservative websites like Drudge Report or on FoxNews.com, The Blaze, those are places where I'm super popular. The only people on there are conservatives in the first place. And on conservative talk radio, like your show, there's no liberals listening today on a Sunday morning. They're just not. So we're preaching to the choir. So, you know, if you want to go get new people, I think you do need infomercials on channels that I think women watch and young people watch. And then if you want to get out your own vote with the people who are part of that conservative choir, you got to make sure every last one of them gets to the polls, come hook or crook.
So do you think, though, as the economy gets worse and worse, that they're going to be a lot more jumping ship and coming over?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. There's certainly going to be more independents, you know, who finally get it. But anyone who's a brainwashed, Kool-Aid-drinking liberal who loves Obama and thinks he's the American idol, they'll never change, no matter what happens. I mean, let's face it, folks. If you look back on history, and I am, you know, an economist and an historian, I've studied everything about the Great Depression. It was all exasperated and eventually made much, much, much worse and lengthened by the policies of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The guy was reelected 4 times as president. The worse it got, the more America depended on the guy who made it worse. So I don't know that you could expect anything different with the policies of Barack Obama. The worse things get, the more the average uneducated, low-information voter will conclude that they need more of Obama as things get worse, you know? You can't count that anyone will see the light, because people are so uneducated nowadays, so ignorant about economics. They don't understand that Obama's the one causing all their problems while he tells you he's solving your problems, he saved you, and he's the savior of the middle class. He's the one destroying it. And they don't even know that.
Wow. How do we get to them? I guess the infomercials, and then the other thing is the schooling. I guess maybe we need to start getting involved in the school system as well, because that's part of why they're winning, is they've raised up a generation of government dependency.
Well, that, and I got to tell you what else I think. You know, I happen to be a Jew-turned evangelical Christian, so it isn't that I'm not a great Christian, but I think the big mistake is that politicians and conservatives want to interject Christian values into a political debate. You know, if you don't like abortion, then don't let anyone in your family have an abortion. And if you don't like gay marriage, then fine. Then you shouldn't, you should make sure no one in your family is gay and get married. but the reality is you have no right to interject that into the public arena. That's where the Republican Party is getting killed. I think that, you know, we don't necessarily even need more black votes. I'd love more black votes. I'd fight for them. We don't need more Hispanic votes. I'd love more Hispanic votes. I'd fight for them. But all we need to do is get more women and young people of all colors voting for the Republican Party. And the minute you get out of the social issues, you can get female votes and young votes. You know, go ask young people. My daughter is a senior at Harvard University. She has no problem with any of my views on any of my fiscal issues. But she says, Dad, you must not understand young people if you're ever going to bring up abortion and gay marriage. Those issues are so lost with the next generation that they will never be on the agenda ever again. Your party is like a dinosaur. It's going to be extinct if you don't shut up about women's contraception, abortion, and gay marriage. And she's 100% right. Get out of the bedroom just like we got to get out of the boardroom, and suddenly women will vote for the Republican Party.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought of it that way. So I believe that you're right. We need to put the party differences behind between the libertarians and everything else and get the Republicans elected this time and then change the Republican Party from the inside. I don't think we have any other options at this point.
No, we don't. I mean, as I'm going to point out in my book that comes out in July, I'm a Tea Partier. You know, I'm a real principled conservative Tea Partier on every single, you know, economic issue and freedom issue and government issue you can name. And I will support Tea Party candidates, and I hope we run Tea Party candidates against all the John Boehners and the Mitch McConnells of the world and the John McCains of the world, and I want to beat them all in a primary. But here's where I differ from the Tea Parties. Once we lose in that primary, if in fact the Tea Party candidate loses, I want them to win, but if they lose, you gotta literally close your ranks and circle the wagons and support the Republican candidate, whoever it may be. That's how you're gonna win elections. If we're fractured, we're never gonna win elections. That's what Democrats want. They want to divide Tea Partiers from establishment Republicans. And even though I can't stand establishment Republicans, and they can't stand me, I'm gonna hold my nose and support them, and we gotta get them to do the same thing for us. If the Tea Party candidate wins in the primary, they've got to get behind us. And unfortunately, they're stamping us in the back right now. We got to all get together and agree that when the election is over, the primary is over, we're going to get behind the Republican candidate, whoever it is, in the general election, because in the end, a Republican is always better than a Democrat. As much as I can't stand John Boehner, as much as I can't stand Mitch McConnell, as angry as I get towards John McCain, they're all a breath of fresh air compared to, you know, communists, Marxists, and socialists in the Obama administration. You know, I mean, I get mad that the mainstream establishment Republicans never want to cut my taxes. They just want to kind of leave them alone, revenue neutral. You know, you don't win elections with words like revenue neutral. We need a radical, revolutionary tax cut in this country like Ronald Reagan to turn the country around. And Republicans, all they do is they say, let's keep it revenue neutral. But as much as I hate that, how do you compare that to the communists surrounding Barack Obama, whose goal in life is to tax 99% of what I make so I'm left with nothing, and to put me out of business and to bog me down with lawsuits and IRS audits? You don't get that from Republican establishment like John McCain and John Boehner. They don't want to destroy me. They don't want to wipe me out. They don't want to bankrupt me. They're just not exciting people. They're boring country club Republicans, and they never want to rock the boat. But you can't compare that to Marxists. So we got to get behind whoever the Republican is that wins the primary, so we can sweep to victory and control all levels of government and then do the kind of things that Tea Partiers would like to do, you know, once we're in office. That's my recommendation.
Okay, and with that, we're going to have to go to a break real quick, and then we'll get it on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All hail the Messiah, Obama, Obama, the pastor, the new socialist motherland. Our Savior, Obama, Obama, the leader more famous than Lindsay Lohan. Bow down and praise the one. Give him your money and your guns. Give us a...
And I guess we're back with that. I'm not sure where my brother got that, national anthem, Obama Nation, or a national anthem thing, whatever it was called, but I'm sure it was in a deep, dark place. So.
Well, we're all gonna be singing that here pretty soon if we don't start turning the boat. I think the boat is turning. I think people are waking up, but we still have a big hill to climb here, and we've gotta get things changed around or we will be, a communist country here.
Yep, we're headed that way. I know that we have Wayne just for a little bit longer. So is there anything that you wanted to get out, Wayne, before you leave us today?
Well, sure. I mean, there's lots of things. I could talk for about 12 hours with all the bad things going on in the world today. But I just want people who are listening who maybe aren't conservatives who are going, wow, these people are crazy. Everything's fine. I just want them to understand just in the last week, some of the things that have come out, you know, and this is not from Wayne Root. This is, you know, from the media and from the Congressional Budget Office. So many bad things are happening, and the average person is too busy to ever notice the news, you know. So it's kind of scary. Like, as an example, in the last week we heard that the guy in charge of clean air policy for the Environmental Protection Agency that's constantly, you know, for the last 5 years under Obama has constantly passed the most stringent, onerous regulations that's putting, you know, entire industries out of business and making your electric rate skyrocket and putting coal out of business. That guy is a convicted fraud. That guy is a criminal. I mean, literally, that's what we found out. It's amazing. He stole $900,000 from the government and lied to the EPA about having a fantasy dual life as a CIA agent. And he wasn't a CIA agent. And this guy wrote and passed regulations that affected millions of lives and billions of private sector dollars. And he was the highest paid employee at the EPA before he was forced into retirement in 2011. This guy played a lead role in shaping government emission standards. I don't know what liberals say to things like this, but this crazy, fraudulent, corrupt man wrote the laws that are putting the coal industry out of business. In Vegas, where I live, the cover story in the Las Vegas newspaper just this past week was about a man who signed up for Obamacare, gave up his own insurance, signed up for Obamacare, and then had a heart attack and needed triple bypass surgery. He's got a $407,000 bill from January when he was supposedly covered because he signed up at the Obamacare exchange. But he's not covered. There is no insurance in the Obamacare exchange. It's disconnected for the insurance companies. They claim they never even got a sign-up notice, let alone, you know, factually that he's a member of their insurance company. So what Barack Obama's done is he's destroyed the American healthcare system and caused horror stories that are beyond belief. People with cancer who no longer have coverage. People whose children have cancer who lost their doctors. People who have copays and deductibles that are so high that they can no longer afford the drugs that are saving their lives. And millions of Americans who are either losing their insurance or, you know, getting gigantic increase notices in the mail, double and triple, going to put their small businesses out of business. Barack Obama said this would never happen, and it's all happening. Here was what was in the news. 56%. Think about that number. 56%. That's how much healthcare premiums have gone up since Obamacare took effect, more than in the 8 years previous combined, before there was Obamacare. So, you know, here's a man that said, I've come to save you, and he still claims he's saving us, and he's the problem. I just want people to understand, I deal in facts, not emotions. These are all facts, folks, and they prove that we have a reckless, out-of-control, irresponsible, feckless man as President of the United States who's taken the economy down. And you'll find out more facts, more things that will make your head, you know, just roll in my book, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And you can get it at Amazon.com, any fine bookstore. Costco's got it. Sam's Club's got it. Barnes & Noble's got it. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And my website, you can find out more there at RootForAmerica.com. R-O-O-T forAmerica.com. Just like my last name, Wayne Root. RootForAmerica.com.
Very good. Very good, Wayne. We totally appreciate what you have to say. It seems like it's just lie after lie after lie from this administration, whether it's the economy or the healthcare or you name it, Benghazi, IRS, it doesn't matter. These guys are criminals, and the criminals are now in charge of the prison.
That's it. That's it. I mean, I think Obama belongs, he certainly should be impeached, but I think eventually the man should be in prison for what he did with the IRS scandal. And I'm a witness because they came after me, the IRS, with such abandon. And everything they did spelled criminal, and it was all upon orders of Obama to make sure you get our critics. Go get the critics, take them out, destroy them, stop the tea parties. Anyone who criticizes me on TV, sick the IRS on them and ruin their lives. I don't know how the American public can allow this to stand, but at the moment, because the media is so corrupt, the American public doesn't understand what happened. To this day, I still get an email every day, I would say an average of one a day, from a person who says, wow, I just read your story at Fox News or The Blaze about the IRS coming after you, Wayne Root. Well, I want to tell you a story. They came after me. I'm an independent producer. I produced a documentary. It shows how corrupt the IRS is, and they sicked the IRS on me, and it's been living hell for 3 years. I get emails like that every single day. Someone is telling me that they were a critic of the president or a critic of the government, and the IRS is after them. There's no coincidence here, folks. This is a Gambino crime family conspiracy. This is an organized crime conspiracy to try and destroy all the people who criticize this administration.
Do you think, I know that the articles for impeachment are already drafted, and I think they're waiting to see if the House or the Senate turns over in the election. And if the Senate turns over, I believe that he will be impeached, and we will wait and see if he's prosecuted. And if they don't, if the Republicans don't prosecute him, then, you know, there's going to be real problems with the populace. I think the populace is about ready to explode, the people that have been attacked.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I know the conservative populace is ready to explode, and they want this guy impeached. They want him convicted of criminal actions. I know that. I don't think the overall majority of the populace, I don't know, not quite sure. but I know a majority of conservatives feel that way. A majority of Tea Partiers feel that way. I think an awful lot of independents feel that way. I think that you just got millions upon millions of low information voters who have a major conflict of interest. They collect welfare checks from the government, and they don't feel that way because it's in their best interest that Obama's president keeps sending them welfare checks and keeps stealing from the rest of us to pay for their welfare checks, and they want that. They're rooting for that. So that's the problem. You know, Mitt Romney said it, and he got vilified for it, but it's totally true. The 47%. Mitt didn't say, I hate the 47%. By the way, he doesn't have to fight back. He's not a good debater. He should have said, I didn't say I hate the 47%. I didn't say if I was elected, I would be the president for that 47%. I'll be the president for everyone. I'll fight for all of you. I love all of you. But that doesn't mean that the 47% who are getting a welfare check of some kind from government aren't more likely to vote for the guy who promises to keep the checks coming. That's all I meant. That's not a crime. That doesn't mean I don't like you. That doesn't mean I won't support you or represent you. It just means it's really kind of difficult to get your vote when someone's bribing you and telling you we'll give you more money. And he should have said it that way, but he never did fight back or argue in the right way. But
a lot of people thought that was the problem, is because, I mean, you feel like you're getting two candidates that are being offered up by the same people, you know, on both sides of the aisle. And who do you vote for? The lesser of two evils. And that's why a lot of people, you know, had a real problem in the last election.
Yeah, but they let me tell you why they were wrong. Remember, I come from a libertarian background, not a Republican background.
Me too. I'm a libertarian through and through, so I get it. I understand what you're saying. But I want your response to that, because, you know, what do we do? Because if they, in the next election, they do the same thing, you know, well, we hold our nose again. I get it. And get him out of there. He's gone anyway, unless he declares martial law or something like that and he becomes king. But, you know, how do you respond to that?
Well, I respond by saying I think a lot of people who sat home made a very big mistake. Remember, I didn't love Mitt Romney. I don't think Mitt Romney's a fantastic conservative or a principled conservative. I disagree with him on a lot of issues. But having said that, it doesn't always come down to politics or the label Republican or Democrat or even conservative or liberal. I think it comes down to what's wrong with America is we don't have businessmen or women running the country. We have people who know nothing about business. So I thought Mitt Romney, even though he wasn't a great conservative and he was too moderate and wishy-washy for me, I still thought he was the perfect guy to be president of the United States, because we need a CEO type who actually knows how to turn around a failing company. And this guy was handed to us directly by God. I mean, he's out of central casting from Hollywood. If you said, I need a guy who isn't just a smart businessman, but who knows how to turn around failing companies, it's as if God snapped his finger and said, here's Mitt Romney. Here's a guy whose whole life has been spent taking companies that are about to go out of business, and he turns them around and makes $1 billion on it. This guy is brilliant.
I think the moral to the story is everybody's got to get up off the couch and vote no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, it's not perfect. I was a libertarian, but libertarians aren't winning the election, folks. You know, Mitt Romney wasn't my first choice. I hope in 2016 I get a choice of a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz, to be honest with you. But if I don't, I'll still vote for the Mitt Romney type, especially if he's a businessman and knows how to turn an economy around. That would be refreshing and wonderful and innovative and the right man or woman at the right time. That would be great. So, you know, just don't look for perfection. I think perfection is the enemy of the good. You're better off with good than nothing. And right now what we've got is evil. So I'd rather have good than evil, but I agree with you. It's the lesser of two, you know, of two bad choices. Yeah. But is one better than the other? Absolutely. This country would not be in the mess it's in if Mitt Romney was elected president. We'd be turning things around the same way that Ronald Reagan, who was not perfect and did some things I don't like and spent too much money, but Ronald Reagan's still my hero, and he still turned our country from the same kind of shape it's in now into the greatest economic boom and expansion in world history, and he did it in 2 years by cutting taxes from 70% to 28% and letting people who make the money and create the jobs go out and create more jobs and create more money. That's pretty smart, if you ask me.
What do you think about Jeb Bush or Chris Christie?
Well, again, I'm not a fan of them. They're too moderate for me, but I'll take them over a Marxist, you know? So I'm not a Jeb Bush fan in any way, shape, or form, and I hate the Bush name. I think it would be a tragic mistake to run a Bush. That name is just, you know, negative to the average American. And Chris Christie is another example of a Republican who believes in big government. You know, New Jersey's gotten much bigger under Christie, spending much higher. Taxes haven't been cut despite all the nonsense and propaganda, you know, that people put out on the Christie side. The reality is spending, taxes, and government all got bigger under Christie. He's not my kind of Republican. Bridgegate proves, you know, he'll use government to try and destroy his opponents. All the things I can't stand. Having said that, either Christie or Bush would be far preferable to, you know, a Hillary Clinton or a Elizabeth Warren, who hates businessmen and women, hates business owners. She's now a senator in Massachusetts. What a nightmare she'd be as president. Or how about a Michelle Obama? Don't discount the fact that Obama's not going to declare martial law. He's just going to ask Michelle to run so he stays another 8 years in the White House as the husband of the president, who's doing the exact same things as him. In my belief, that's what's going to happen. Hillary's not the next president. I believe Michelle Obama has a great chance to run and beat Hillary in a primary if she chooses to do so, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's their plan right now.
Wow, that's really scary.
That would be a disaster, but I mean, the thing too is that I think the moral is everybody who's conservative better get out there in the primaries and
right.
get somebody in there that we like instead of having to hold our nose. I think we got to go to a break. Am I right, Linda?
And I'm off. I'm on the run, guys, so I'm going to say sayonara for this one, but all right. I'll be back again.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Wayne. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and maybe sometime we can get you out here to speak at a tea party or something too if you're in the area.
I'd love to. You let me know when you got a big Tea Party rally coming up, and Wayne Root will be glad to be there. Best way to reach me is root4america.com, my website, and of course my book is The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. And with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Monkey Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Brilliant. Powerful. John Patrick Shanley's Doubt, a Parable. Directed by Samantha Fork. March 15th through April 5th. Tickets at the Cascade Theater box office or cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Mr. Scam Man, where is your dream? I thought my life would be all peaches and cream. Now I don't have a job and I'm out of money. And moving forward, things don't look too sunny. Scam Man, I'm so alone. Don't have a mortgage to call my own. So much for the roses and the clover. I'm using food stamps to feed a rover. Mr. Scam Man, we need a cure and not a worldwide apology tour. You're tearing down our country's good reputation by trying to make us an Obama nation.
All right, and we're back with that.
Hey, don't touch a thing.
Well, ain't that the truth?
That is. You know, I had never thought about Michelle running until he mentioned that. And I'll tell you what, there was smoke in the studio between Bob and all of us in here. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that we never thought about that.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do that? I mean, that sounds like a logical thing. Mr. Root's a pretty smart guy, so, you know, that could be in the works. I mean, these guys are power hungry, and if we have 4 more years of, or 8 more years after his term, we're done. I mean, you might as well start, loading your rifle and packing for another country, or staying here and getting in the trenches, because it's going to be war at that point.
Yeah, and look at all the different distractions we got going on. Like I say, I never thought about how many people out there even had that thought in their brain. You know, yeah, they've got all these distractions on us. So, folks, pass the word along just in case you hadn't thought of that either. Your neighbor hasn't probably either. So,
well, I'm in agreement with Wayne as far as we got to get the Republicans in no matter what, and then switch the Republicans out with the Libertarians and the Tea Parties as we go along. You know, because we can put pressure on those guys at the top, even though they're in the can or they're whatever the case may be, you know, rhinos. But, we're getting to a point of critical mass here, and, we're going to be in a full blown revolt here pretty soon, the way things are going. And, you know, half of these guys that are out there are listening to this show. If, you know, you don't start, winning the hearts and minds of your neighbors, your kids and the people who aren't listening, we're going to be even in more trouble. So that's what needs to happen.
Yeah. I believe we have a caller on the line. Terry, are you there?
Hey, gang. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. And you?
Where are you, Mark? San Francisco, buddy?
Actually, I'm in Morgan Hill, right down below San Jose right now.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
He's in a bunker somewhere.
Are you in a bunker, buddy?
Yeah, I'm in a bunker at the Hampton Inn.
I really liked what Wayne had to say, and he's right. I know for my own, I'll tell you where I was at last election. In the primary, I voted for Ron Paul, but once Romney was the guy, I believed I needed to go there, and I think he hit the nail on the head. We can't be dinking around, I mean, with idealism as much as it is that we've really got to do something here. This is the end game, and if we're going to change these guys from the inside, we do have to get some folks in there, and I believe we do with Gowdy and Cruz and Nichols and Lee, and there is a bunch of young guys in there, and I think Doug is a guy who's been helpful, too, but I really agree with that. I think that's the time's come to now do that. I mean, we really don't have a choice, because if we don't, we're going to get we're going to get somebody in that's going to probably create that situation to where, even if we do have a situation where it's not the civilest of wars, there's going to be some big problems.
I agree. We've got to get the House and the Senate back this time, and then put the pressure on all of the rhinos up there, because, that's what we have to do, and there's no question about it. And, you know, I think that you have to vote your conscience in the primary, but you better get the House and the Senate back in Republicans' hands in the fall on this election. Because, like Wayne said, I mean, what happens if we keep going down the road we're going, and either martial law or Michelle is going to be our leader here?
Yeah, you're right. And I wanted to get your opinion on something. Last week, Dan Fagan had Brian Dowling on. In fact, I think it was Friday. And Brian had some call-ins, and one particular person called in and made a really good point asking why he keeps hiring staff that, like the lady that he let go, was totally for taking out the dams when Brian said he's for keeping them in. And now you have, Bruce Ross, who has a different opinion on the wolves than Brian says he has, and also has a different opinion on the bathroom law. In fact, wrote an editorial about it that's different than Brian. And Brian's comment was, well, I'm the guy who makes the decisions. I'm the bottom line. But here's my point. I want to see what you think.
Well, listen,
Terry, we'll have to bring that up. We'll have to bring it up and answer that question next week because, we're running out of time and we'll get cut off here, but, we'll definitely go over that at the beginning of the show next week and right. Answer your question. Thanks
Sounds
for calling
great.
In.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thank you. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
RN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Authorities say 18 people are unaccounted for after a massive mudslide in Washington State killed at least three yesterday and forced evacuations. Snohomish County District Fire Chief Travis Hott says experts are conducting helicopter surveys today of the mudslide. They're trying to figure out if there's any way to get in there and try and find some more people.
They're going to try to make a determination of what needs to be done to make this mudflow area safe so that we can get responders on the ground safely and continue looking for people.
Responders say they heard people under the slide calling for help overnight. Those are the folks they're going to seek out first. The slide is blocked about a mile of state highway. The Coast Guard says the cleanup of a Texas oil spill is blocking the movement of about 60 ships now in or out of Galveston Bay, including three cruise liners. Lieutenant Sam